So, with me now is Simon Pollard. He is the Managing Director of Miller's Music here in the city. And if you wind your minds back to February when Simon was in last, he came in to tell us about the extraordinary giveaway that was taking place. And Simon is back to remind us all about that. It was part of the 21 Pianos concert, which was happening in conjunction with King's College. So, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's nice to have you back. And yeah, we've just been chatting through some of the things. So first of all, why don't you tell us how the concert went itself?
Well, thank you for asking me in. The concert was absolutely fantastic. We filled King's College. I think there were 500 tickets sold, and we probably could have sold a lot more in the evening. The concert was, it was incredible.
Mind-blowing.
It was absolutely incredible. It really was. Mm. I think everybody that attended, you're just not going to go anywhere and hear 21 pianos played. And I think the fact that it was in the evening, it was kind of candlelit in King's College Chapel.
Really created an ambiance that was,
It was absolutely incredible. I've never heard anything like it. I've been to concerts and things.
And so do you think that because it was so successful and you've got another anniversary this year, it's something you might want to do again?
Yeah, we've got the anniversary of the Norwich store, which is our kind of sister store. It's 130 years old. It was slightly crazy, I have to say, moving 21 pianos.
Yes.
and all the logistics and getting the piano players. We would love to, if we can. There were so many people that wanted to come along and wanted to experience that. And the fact that we're engaging with the musical community, we had, I think as young as 14, I think the youngest player was. So it's a great chance for them to perform something like that. I think if we can, we will, but I think we'll give ourselves a little bit of time.
And would it be the same venue, or would you want to maybe try somewhere different?
No, I think we'd want to try King's. I'd love to do King's again. Yeah. If King's College are listening, then
yes.
But I think we'd want to try other venues as well. I'd love to do something in Norwich to engage. I mean, this giveaway was across the whole region.
Yeah.
It was obviously centred around Cambridge with our 160th anniversary. Maybe we could do something in Norwich, and who knows in the future.
Yeah. I mean, that's got a cathedral, hasn't it?
Yes.
So perhaps you never know.
You never know.
You could, and anyway, so on the back of that, though, there was an amazing giveaway that was happening, which was these 21 pianos. So you were actually giving them away to local schools and organisations. So tell us, well, I guess, first of all, how did you pick who would win? I mean, how many people applied? And
I think in total, and Adele, who did a lot of the organisation on this, is gonna kill me on this one. I think it was 278. I think it was certainly over 270 that we had apply, and netting it down to the 21. It was not easy. Myself, Richard, and in fact Adele helped to shortlist some of the organisations. We had applications from across the country, and
wow,
we'd said, given that we are East Anglian based, that that we were going to give the pianos away to East Anglian organisations. So it enabled us to shortlist just a bit. But I think we ended up with somewhere in the region of 150 or so applications that we had to work through. Richard picked some, I picked some. Adele helped to shortlist some of those as well. And then we sat down, we had a meal and a beer, and we worked through and put forward our different proposals about why we felt this particular organisation or this particular school or whatever it might be was deserving of an instrument.
So why don't you tell us, pick out a few that you actually did give these pianos to?
I won't read them all.
We won't list the whole 21.
We'd be here all day. There were a number of schools that we picked from across the region, and I'll be honest with you, the state of music education in some of the schools is a travesty, and it was quite
lacking, isn't it?
Oh, it was heart-wrenching to read about people that had no piano whatsoever, people that were pushing rickety old pianos across school playgrounds to try and get them performed. There were, I mean, if I try and pick out a couple, we had Mighty Oaks Parent and Child Community Group, and they wanted to introduce their young members to music. We had a few primary schools where they maybe only have keyboards available and can't actually experience playing a real acoustic piano. There was a local institution, the Richmond Fellowship, which is actually a mental health charity, and they wanted to encourage new skills in the group. And we tried to pick out organisations that were going to do something with those pianos that had some degree of musical interest or musical initiative. I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the organisations that we had, and we're thinking, how can these organisations not have a piano themselves?
What were some of the reasons given? I mean, because obviously they had to sort of give a reason as to why they felt they deserved it. So can you recall any of the reasons that sort of drew your attention to those particular ones?
Well, I think the lack of the pianos in some of these organisations, the fact that they were going to run groups in the evenings to engage not just with the schools, they wanted to maybe perform or introduce their students, but they also had community outreach initiatives to right. engage with people maybe in the evenings where they could come along and learn the piano or play the piano. And we were looking for organisations that had that type of engagement and that type of initiative.
Yeah, that's great. And actually, I do want to just pick up, you did mention the Richmond Fellowship, and our very own Matt Webb, in fact, works for Richmond Fellowship. Totally coincidental, but
that.
I did want to mention it because, I mean, obviously they are thrilled because, you know, mental health, it has been shown that things like music and engaging with creative platforms, if you like, really do help to aid that sort of mental positivity, doesn't it?
Music has many other benefits. It's links to education. If you're educated and you learn a musical instrument, there's all sorts of studies that have been undertaken to prove the correlation between learning a musical instrument and how it helps with education. It can help, you know, in older age.
It can
certainly help with keeping your fingers, you know, with
ambidextrous. Yeah. No, that's not the right word, but you know, flexible
Able to play, and it keeps you mentally. It does keep your brain ticking over as well. It's like crosswords and all sorts of things like that.
Well, they do say, don't they, things like Alzheimer's. When a lot of the memory is gone, it's quite often the music. You know, if you play an old song, they pick up on it and they really get into it, don't they? And really, you know,
it's funny the way that your mind does associate. You know, if you think about, you hear a certain song and then you associate back to a particular event in your life or a particular even smells and things that can be conjured by music. It does have a certain correlation or relationship with your brain that's quite different to many other things.
But
it's fantastic we've been able to do this, and I'm pleased that we have. I'm not going to read out the names of all the schools. They are available on our website under 21 Pianos.
Do you want to mention where that is, because people can go and find out, and you know, if they're really interested in finding out more about what it's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to millersmusic.co.uk/21pianos, that's 21 pianos, and the full list are on there. We're sorry that we couldn't give away more pianos,
100 and whatever it was that applied.
Who knows in the future? We've actually looked at possibly creating a bursary for gifted young students, and though there was no part of this that was ever about sales, we are approaching some of the organisations and saying, can we find a way to get you one of the other pianos that we have available, and maybe we can offer something into those institutions that allows them to get a piano as well. Our rental scheme, I mean, we're looking at ways that we can do that. We felt quite bad because we obviously had to pick 21. Yeah. That was the initiative. But there were so many great causes and there were so many people that we wanted to help.
Yeah.
And we are going to actually talk to some of those organisations and see if there's anything else that we can do.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, goodness me, it just sounds incredible. And if you do obviously organise another concert, then we'd love to have you back in. You can tell us more about that. And of course, you know, if anyone's interested in perhaps getting involved with raising awareness or a bursary or some sort.
Oh, they absolutely
can. They get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. If they get in contact, there's various contact details available on the Millers website. We run initiatives all of the time. If there are people that want to just play the piano, I will give a quick shout out. We're running a Learn to Play Day, and I think it's on the 24th of June. There's certainly the details on our website. And it's a free chance. It's a national initiative. And in fact, it's now turned into a worldwide initiative to get people to play musical instruments. Absolutely free. Come down and you can try a musical instrument.
And of course, if anyone's listening and you've got an old raggedy piano sitting in the back room somewhere that you haven't played for years and you're thinking, oh, it's taking up some room, maybe I ought to put something else in its place, they could possibly donate that, maybe.
Yeah,
you never
absolutely.
Know. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I think it would. And who knows? We may well end up with a nationwide initiative out of this. There was so much goodwill. There were so many applications. It was genuinely all of the support that we had, the applications, the young performers from the age of 14 that were involved, support we had from local media. I've got to thank everybody, including yourselves, for the support that was given. Maybe we can actually make it a bigger initiative, a nationwide initiative going forward. called.
Fantastic. Well, that is Simon Pollard from Miller's Music here in Cambridge talking to us about the 21 Pianos giveaway. And as he said, you can find out more about that by visiting the Miller's Music website and just putting in, looking under the 21 Pianos giveaway if you want to see the full list of who won. Thank you very much, Simon, for coming in.